Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. In June of 2016, just a couple days after the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando, a group of New Yorkers crowded into a small room and founded Gays Against Guns. They are, quote, an, quote, inclusive direct action group of LGBTQ people and their allies committed to nonviolently breaking the gun industry's chain of death. And they do so through protests that aim to symbolize the dead and bear witness to gun violence. Anytime there is a mass shooting, they are out in the streets. J.W. Walker is one of the Gays Against Guns founding members. He's also on the board, and he joins me now. Hi, Jay.
Hello. How are you?
I am good. Thank you for making time today. One of the core beliefs of Gays Against Guns is direct action, and part of that is creating a visual representation of each victim of a fatal mass shooting. Tell us what that looks like and why that is your choice of protest.
Yes, in our earliest meetings, one of the community members who was present as a wonderful burlesque performer called Tigger James Ferguson, has a great following here in New York, and he conceived this idea that we call the human beings. And each human being is dressed entirely in white. They are veiled, and each carries a placard with photograph, the name, the age, and a little information about a victim of gun violence. And we've used the human being since our very first sort of public appearance, which was at that year's 2016's Heritage of Pride parade, when we had 49 human beings representing the 49 people who died in the Pulse Orlando massacre. And ever since then, we resolved shortly after our founding that whenever there was a mass shooting with 10 or more people killed, that we would go out into the streets and take a stand and give the public, give our communities an opportunity to mourn, to stand in memory of the victims, and to demand better work from our elected representatives.
How do people react?
It's very interesting. People, there's a quiet that falls on people usually when they see the human beings. It's such a very stark image because the human beings are entirely silent. They do not interact with the crowd, and they walk as a group, spaced enough so that people can make out the placards. And so usually, if we're in a very hectic situation, like a big, you know, like a pride march or something like that, there's usually a hush when the human beings go by. We have had instances when people have run up to us and said, oh my gosh, that's my cousin, that's my friend, you know, someone that they have lost. And, you know, which is a very, and have a very emotional response, but one that's very appreciative of the fact that we've chosen to honor them.
What do you see as the connection between performance and theater and protest?
Well, to my mind, and really to the mind of a lot of direct action activists, protest, direct action protest is a form of theater. It is street theater. You are performing to get something across to your audience, which in that case is sometimes the public, sometimes it's elected officials, sometimes it's corporations, that you are trying to impress with whatever your point is. And so when Gays Against Guns was formed, when we had that first meeting, there were several folks who were in that meeting who had participated in the gun violence prevention movement earlier with other organizations. And what came out of that meeting was that the thing that was missing was direct action. That, you know, there's a lot of sort of behind the scenes policy work, which is absolutely important. There's a lot of writing, there's a lot of think tanking, research, and we rely on all of that work for our work. But what was missing from the gun violence prevention movement at that time was direct action protest. And since a lot of the folks who were in that room had histories with direct action, myself included, with ACT UP and Queer Nation, we felt that that model was the best thing that the LGBTQ plus community could bring to the fight against gun violence.
My guest is Jay Walker, co-founder of Gays Against Guns. How is Gay Against Guns? How are you responding to yesterday's events in Texas?
Well, as I said, whenever there are 10 or more fatalities, we get out into the streets. So tomorrow, tomorrow evening at 5:30, we're going to gather at PS 212, which is at 328 West 48th Street. And then we'll have a procession of our human beings along with other Gays Against Guns activists and people who are just hearing about what we're planning on doing on social media, et cetera. And we'll have a procession to Father Duffy Square, which is right at the Red Steps in Times Square, for a rally. The Resistance Revival Chorus reached out to us. They're going to be performing folks from other organizations like Moms Demand Action and another organization that's a group of teachers who are sort of forming around this fight against gun violence because there are so many school shootings, as well as other members of the community who are still in the process of signing up. And so we expect to get a lot of people are showing interest. There's something that happens uniquely when it is children who are killed. We saw it. When the Marjory Stoneham Douglas High School shooting in Parkland, Florida happened. Killing children and having our children, the children of our country, be so vulnerable. It hits people in a very, very specific place. So for instance, last week we did a very similar procession in response to the Buffalo shooting, and we did get a good amount of turnout, but the response from the public over this shooting has just been enormous.
Yeah, I'm sort of curious before you wrap up, David Hogue of the Parkland kids, they're young adults now who have been such incredible activists, has been tweeting that he thinks this time is different. And I actually thought this morning when I woke up, I remembered, oh gosh, today is the second anniversary of George Floyd's death. And his murder really sparked an incredible movement. And I'm wondering, is in just your opinion, do you think David's right? Could this be the event that makes something different in the way that George Floyd's death really, really activated people in an amazing and extraordinary way?
I certainly hope so. We did see that sort of outpouring when the Parkland shooting happened. But I hearken back to the Sandy Hook massacre. Which was a few years before Gays Against Guns was founded, about 4 years before Gays Against Guns was founded. And we thought then that, this is going to make a difference. This is going to make them see what they're doing wrong and that they have to take a stand and they have to make changes. And it didn't happen.
It was also 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I think people are not as naive as they were. And also social media is a different beast now.
That's very true. So it's entirely possible. And it's an election year, which, I mean, I guess that was an election year too, but it happened in the winter, I think right after the election. And so this is sort of in the middle of primary season. As we're going into a really, really important election. So it is, I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that people will finally wake up to the fact that, one of our two main political parties has been enthralled to the gun manufacturers and the gun lobby and has refused for decades to do anything meaningful to save lives from gun violence. And that people will get voted out of office and it'll be a sea change.
Jay Walker is a co-founder of Gays Against Guns. Jay, thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me on.